Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the entertainment industry, Pros and Cons featuring Brother Blaze. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Don't forget to like our Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. I hope everybody has had an awesome weekend. Mine was cool, didn't go exactly how I planned, but nevertheless, everything is moving in the right direction, which is a lot to say because Mercury is in retrograde, so everybody should definitely be paying attention to the astrological movements as well as their personal feelings about things in life. Of course, right? All right, so the affirmation for this week is, I am filled with pure love and abundance. My healing is here, and all stagnation, bad habits, and needs for addiction or abuse of any kind are washed away. I am 100% disciplined, sustained, and purified by the will of the Most High. Ashe. All right, you can check out affirmations like that one and so many more on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, without any further ado, we're going to get right into the show and bring on our guest, Brother Blaze. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Peace, Queen. How are you?
Peace. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
That's great. For my listening audience who might not be familiar with you, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you are, I mean, who you are and what you do, excuse me?
Sure. Tell them what I am. That's a strong
show
there.
What you are. What you
but,
mean.
But basically, he's what? Basically, my name is Brother Blaze. I'm an author, poet, musician, comedian, actor, playwright. You pretty much name it. You might as well just say entertainer and educator.
Okay.
So that's basically who I am. And what I do, and you know, I'm blessed to be able to, you know, put my art out there. You know, so much in life has inspired me, and it moved me to inspire others and teach others, and kind of like pass along the gems that I received. So, it's a blessing to be doing the things I'm doing. A lot of people would, you know, give up on their dreams or not spread themselves so thin, but I'm fortunate to be in a position to be able to lose myself in my art and my love for life. So that's basically who and what I am in a nutshell, Queen.
Okay, awesome. So we're talking about the pros and cons of the entertainment industry. So what are you defining as the entertainment industry?
Okay, well, entertainment itself, I define, you know, from the Latin, intertenere, which means to hold inside, and that is was later changed to mean engage or keep the attention of a person. And, of course, that became a large audiences or to amuse. So the entertainment industry is basically the people in who basically are in charge or run or control the mass of entertainment that we receive, be it in the form of film, television, radio, music, dance, even storytelling is entertainment. So the entertainment industry would be the companies who basically have a hold and control of many of the arts that we are exposed to, that our children are exposed to. So that would be, I consider, the entertainment industry. But it's basically all comprised of TV, film, radio, music, dance, storytelling, and other arts. I mean, telling a story by a campfire is entertainment. So the companies that endorse and promote these arts is what I would consider or define as the entertainment industry.
Okay, great. So how much power or influence do you feel the entertainment industry has?
It has extreme power because, like I said, it's by definition, it's what keeps and holds the attention of people. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep and hold the attention of people, you have a great deal of control over people's lives. You can introduce whatever you want. You can establish amongst a mass of people whatever you wish or desire. The power of suggestion is really at its most lethal when you have such a form to put ideas and thoughts out there that gives life, and people, you know, you put an idea out there, and for people, they see this idea and they associate with an image, and it takes on a life of its own. So it's definitely a powerful tool. I mean, going back to our ancient African traditions, we've used entertainment and storytelling as a way of educating and teaching the people and preparing, giving them the word that they needed for the day to prepare them for the times and for things to come. It was done that way through the griots and everything. So, I mean, we've always used this form as a means to pass on messages, images, to touch on that part of your being, the more visceral part of you, the spiritual part of you, to move and touch that, so that way it can move you, us all collectively, to where we need to be as a people. And the same power, it's magic, and that's why they call it Hollywood, because that's the stick that is used to cast spells, was made of Hollywood. But it can be, it's magic, and it can be used positively or negatively. It depends on the intention of the wielder. And it's very powerful, because it can be used to lift us up, and it can be used to tear us down. And what we're seeing is it is tearing us down.
Yes, definitely. I definitely agree with that. That was a great jewel that you dropped right there about the Hollywood. That was awesome. All right, so how do you feel that the power or the influence that the entertainment industry has is currently affecting society as a whole?
I would say it's affecting society as a whole, because they are deciding what it is that we are listening to. They're controlling our exposures. Mm-hmm. And when someone can control your exposures, they, in a sense, create you or mold you into the type of being that they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the danger in that is because we see a lot of these movies that are coming out here, and not to just relegate this to just film, but a lot of these movies that are coming out recently, like The Help, The Butler, 12 Years a Slave that's just come out, and shows like that, you would think that we as a people didn't have a history before slavery, that we didn't exist before slavery. According to a lot of these movies and shows that come out there, I mean, they can talk about Sparta, make movies like 300, but for us, it always goes back to slavery. It's like that reminder is constantly putting out there. And for a lot of our youth, they see, when they think of proud black people, they can't think beyond Jackie Robinson. A lot of young people don't even know who Nat Turner is. So, and that's a shame, but this is what it's being put out there. This is the art that we are told is acceptable. This is what they're putting in theaters, and this is what we line up to see. And as long as we are supporting it, they're going to keep putting that out there. They're going to keep putting these images of us out here. And we need stronger, more powerful, more positive images, and we need to support that. We need a Nat Turner movie out there. We need a movie that takes us back before slavery to where we were rulers. But they would rather see us emasculated. They would rather see us things like that, because they want to introduce that to our youth so they can accept it. And then when they grow up, that's the standard that they model themselves after. And that's a very dangerous thing for us. And we can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, I feel that, you know, again, like you said, the current image that's projected of most people, especially people of color, it's just so negative. It's a negative imagery that's projected, period. I mean, when you turn on the television, all you see are either shows about complete and utter foolishness or shows about destruction, fear, drama, all these negative traits. And nothing is really hitting the mark on anything. Well, you know, I'm sure you have some shows that are somewhat similar of positivity, but definitely it's outweighed in the majority of just negative imagery. And even you can go so far as to include the mass media and including the news and things like that, just spreading so much fear, which, as we know, is spiritually detrimental. So you have mass amounts of people feeling certain emotions at one time. It becomes this really powerful ritual. So it's definitely becoming something that is shaping and changing our reality at the current point, not necessarily for its best. So, what do you feel the true purpose of entertainment is?
The true purpose of entertainment is to instruct. It's to teach. It's to, you're basically giving people are able to sit still and enjoy a ritualistic experience that is supposed to be for their benefit. It's supposed to drive home a lesson and supposed to encourage or inspire them towards an action or stimulate thought towards something. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be empty. You see what I'm saying? Even something like games for children is meant to do something. It's still meant to instill something even though they're having fun. You know what I mean? When these kids sit around, they play these video games like GTA 5 or whatever they got out now. And, I mean, they play that for hours and there's nothing positive about it. They're not learning anything except how to commit crimes, you know, from this game. So it's, there's a very thin line, but as far as what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to instruct, it's supposed to teach, it's supposed to inspire, and it's purposely not being done nowadays. Nowadays, we get shows that just simply amuse us, which entertainment is supposed to amuse you because it's supposed to keep and hold your attention, but it's supposed to, while you're being amused, you're learning something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Comedians, the best comedians do that and apply that, and that's really what makes them so funny. There's a difference between the comedians who are like comedic geniuses, like Pryor and George Carlin, and there are other differences between other comedians who are just like, you laugh at them because they're so stupid, as opposed to they're just so genius. You know, there's a difference. And not to say that there's not a place for the other, but we've been so saturated with buffoonery, with coonery and silliness that the true art has been lost. You know what I mean? It's been altered. I know times change, things change. We have technology now. Technology was the best thing probably that should have never happened to us because it's something that should raise us to the heights, but we're sinking to our lowest depths. And that's because the people who are putting together these shows and the writers of these shows don't have our best interest at heart. They have their own agenda. They'd rather expose our funny than to uplift us or to really move us and touch our hearts as a people. They don't want to touch us. They just want to amuse us and expose our funny. If you look on TV, black males have it hard, but the way black women are being portrayed in the media today is absolutely appalling. From Scandal to Real Housewives or this and that, Bad Girls Club. I mean, black women are just being, the way they're being portrayed is nothing like the images that they deserve and should be portrayed as. And this is something that we have to correct, because Hollywood, we're not going to change Hollywood. Hollywood's going to be Hollywood. The only way we can change it and the way they portray us is to do our own thing independently and make Hollywood chase us. We have to set a new precedent that Hollywood has to follow if they want our continued support. But if we're going to keep, you know, viewing, and if the Nielsen rating is going to go through the roof, when black women and all of us are betrayed negatively and they get the support, they're not going to change nothing. They're going to keep doing it because we have become accustomed to love that type of thing. We love that type of entertainment. We don't want to learn. We don't want the art. We just want something to gossip about. We just want something to say ooh and ah about. We just want that next twist. And we become junkies. We become junkies on garbage. And we have to change. We have to give people what they want, so that they will learn to want what we have to give. So we have to make some movies people can relate to, but we have to put that little twist in it. we have to make a music that people want to get up and dance to, but we got to slip that little science in there that they don't even know. So we have to work harder. If you have the right intentions and you want to put out something to actually make a difference, you have to work harder to do it, but it needs to be done. But we've gone away from the art of teaching and inspiring and creating, and we've fallen into a abyss of just lethargy, and it's pathetic in my opinion. And there are people out there who are working to change that, and I'm just glad to be one of them.
Definitely. You mentioned a little bit about technology, and that brings us to our next question. How do you feel that modern technology has impacted the industry, and is the effect positive or negative?
That's a supreme question, Queen, and because it's a double-edged sword. It is horrible because social media, I mean, in just a few minutes, everybody, the whole world is going to know what happened on Scandal, even if they didn't watch it. Twitterverse and Facebook world, and other social media outlets. There's a lot of things that's going on in this world that I wouldn't even know about if I didn't see it on my news feed. You know, because it's out there. You can find out anything you want to know just from your news feed and your Twitter feed. So it's out there. And negative news travels fast, and that just makes it unbearable. And it creates a very strong current. When it's a negative current, it drowns us all. But in the same breath, we can use this same form as a platform to give life to our positive projects that we create as well, to where it might not get no attention. So now we can use this free media to get it out there, to get exposure. We can actually create our own buzz. So it does hurt us, but it can also be used to help us. It's kind of like the venom from a snake bite to try to heal the wound. So it can work both ways. The same way it can work against us, it can work for us.
Definitely. I agree with you. I think that in this modern age, there's so many outlets of independent media and ways that the internet and, you know, the new technological advances and cell phones and, you know, different tablets and laptops and all these different things, all these technological advances are allowing, high-quality products to be produced by the masses, and it's not just relegated to those who have super big bucks and huge budgets anymore. You know, now if you are dedicated enough to put in the work, you can create web series and independent films that can rival the quality of that which you're seeing in the theaters, and even music that's rivaling the quality of these major record labels. So it's really imperative that we utilize these things for our greater good and our higher purpose. Like you said, it does serve as sometimes to be a little bit of downer and negativity, and the fact that it can make you aware of, the other aspects of the media that are going on as well, and promoting and spreading like wildfire these negative aspects. But again, you know, like you said, utilize it for the best. All right, we have 36 minutes left on the live stream. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will finish our interview portion. But before we do, I would like to invite you to join into the conversation. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. And if you have any comments or questions, you can definitely chime in by pressing 1 and raising your hand. All right, we're going to get into these commercials. This is the world premiere of our Gemini Creations commercial featuring City Hampton. All right, peace.
Peace. This is City Hampton of the HSDO Lore Mission. Utilize the ancient universal powers of nature. For ages, gemstones have been an integral part of holistic healing. With their unique molecular structures, they possess the ability to emit healing energies that tune the mind, body, and spirit. Gemstone therapy is a subtle and an effective way to help introduce new and positive energies into your life. Gemini Creations, Gemstone Consultations are a unique and an effective way to calculate the best gemstones for you based on your personal life experiences and astrological information. These consultations help to provide you with a comprehensive understanding of the gemstones that work best for your energy. With your gemstone consultation, you will receive a gemstone consultation report comprising of a list of recommended gemstones, as well as a complimentary prenatal chart. Gemini Creations also provides custom-created amulets, gemstone elixirs, gemstone jewelry, and a variety of gemstone formations. To learn more about Gemini Creations, visit us on www.geminicreations.newshop.com. Spelled G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E creations.newshop.com. And like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Gemini Creations. Peace and blessings.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. Newshop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even ebooks and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to newshop.com for your 9-day free trial today. Newshop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.newshop. All payments and transactions on newshop.com is securely processed through PayPal.
All right, we are back on live with Brother Blaze speaking on the entertainment industry, the pros and the cons of what we can do with it. All right, so are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. All right, so we'll get right back into the interview portion. Again, remember that you can call in and chime in anytime with your comments or questions. The call number is 917-932-8881. All right, we're just going to continue with the interview for now. Okay, so how do you think that we can really begin to utilize, I know you briefly went over this, but can you go in a little bit more detail of how we can utilize entertainment to create positive changes?
That can be done because, well, first let me very quickly say the need for it. Like when you think of most of your shows that are feature mostly us, what we would call our black TV shows, whether it be Martin Lawrence and all these other shows that we, TV shows we grew up watching, Good Times, whatever the case may be, there are mostly white writers and maybe one token black writer on the staff. So it's not written from our perspective. It's written from a perspective from the outside in, and it's written from a point of comedy and buffoonery. It's not out to project or sell. It's not written with the intention of celebrating us. It's written with the intention of exposing us in a comedic manner. So it's not like it's even written from our perspective to have one or two token blacks to say, yeah, this happened, or yeah, this would be funny, or, you know, just to give them a look into the black experience. But it's usually white writers for a black cast. And what we need to do more of is writing, more of us need to pick up our pens and stuff and start becoming the creators that we are. Mm-hmm. We need to create our own. And as you mentioned, with the technology, we have a forum where we can launch our ideas into anything. in the morning, because of technology, in the morning we could be a name, and by the end of the evening we could be a brand. That's just how technology can make it happen for you if you want to do it, as you alluded to earlier. So we can stop the madness and stop the negative images by supporting our own. If our story is going to be told, if we're going to laugh at our own story, why don't we be the ones telling the jokes? You know what I mean? Why don't we be the ones? We should be the ones telling our story. We're allowing other people to tell our story. And our children are picking this up as they're and thinking that this is their reality. Mm-hmm. So as responsible people, we need to pick up our pens, you know, to do the legwork and create our own shows. This music out here is garbage. We need to create our own music and support the independent labels that are going to put out music that you would want your children to listen to. We need to support independent artists because they aren't under the yoke of corporate America that is putting information out there to basically raise up mindless people.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. These are the things we do. I know it's easier said than done, but you know, it's something we're really going to have to support our own, whether we want to or not. It's just a matter of necessity now because it's our image is being destroyed. We're looking like buffoons. We are the laughing jokes of the world because we sit back and do nothing, because we will sit up there and watch garbage that laughs at our face instead of creating, you know what I mean, what we need to correct the problem. We are the answer to our own problems. And all we got to do is put forth the energy into making that happen. So it's easy. It's so easy to be done. It's easy said and even easier to be done. We just have to start doing it and supporting it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make a lot in our communities is not supporting the creative communities. And not supporting the creative individuals in our communities, because, you know, we're always encouraged, oh, that's not a real job, go to school, become a doctor, become a lawyer, do something that's going to get you paid. And instead of encouraging the development of great artists and really pushing that forward and producing people who are not only impeccable at what they do, but are well-versed in the business aspect of it and will understand how to sustain themselves. It's not so much of a question of if art can make money, because some of the highest paid people on the planet are artists. It's obvious that art can make money. It's about understanding the business aspect of art and really making sure that we become acquainted with business and whatever we do. I think that's something that we need to learn with whatever profession we decide to take on, but especially in encouraging artists. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we can do to create a positive change in the entertainment industry. So do you feel that the industry is an accurate portrayal of talent or artistry at the moment?
No, and I say no because I feel as though a lot of our movies aren't written with us in mind. We get tossed a role here and there to, you know, make it make the playing field appear level. So we get some of us will get tossed a few roles, a few key names will get, you know, tossed a few roles here and there. But as far as our story is really yet to be told, Roots hasn't even told our story. There's so much. Our actors, and I've worked with quite a few actors, and I'm just amazed. I like to think that I'm good, but I'm just amazed at the talent in some of our people when it comes to acting. It's like I'm taking notes on the set a lot of times because I'm like, these people are brilliant. These are gods and goddesses. These are not people. So it's and you see the roles that they get, and it's like, wow, sometimes it's like you are downplaying yourself. It's like it's like a big leaguer playing peewee baseball. It's like you belong in a bigger arena than this. But they have to swim in the pools, in the small pools where the food is, you know what I mean, where they can be fed. But I would say that as far as talented as we are as a people, that we haven't been allowed to get our true shine. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of that is because the right movies aren't being made for us. There's not so necessarily a talent disparity in talent. It's just that the right type of movies for us have yet to be made. You know what I mean? It's the type of movies that are out there for Black Americans differ from Italian Americans, per se. Mm-hmm. Or Chinese Americans, or even foreign films. So we are a unique set of people who really, our voice has really yet to be heard. And when our voice can be heard, then our characters can really shine. And when our characters can really shine, then you will see our actors in their true light. And then they will see how truly amazing we are. So I think the best of us is yet to be seen. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that, would I say the industry is at fault for that? I can't really sit here and blame the industry. We have to shoulder a little blame ourselves. But the industry does play a part in it. But that's something that we can change and that they will have no choice but to accept the changes that we make happen.
I agree with you. And the common misconception is always that the market's not there. And that's a complete lie because we can all attest to the fact that, you know, if we were to create positive programming and that is relatable, that is quality, it would rival, you know, the nonsense and the garbage that we're seeing on the television. We do have a caller who's got their hand raised, a caller from the 404 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
This is Jonah Ayell calling from Atlanta. And I just heard, I caught on just a few minutes to what the brother said a moment ago about blaming the industry. Mm-hmm. And it's my opinion that based on what we see, that it is predominantly the industry that has kept us at bay. It's difficult for us to get funding to promote really, really serious and intense productions that truly address our issues unless they, quote-unquote, meet with their approval, you know, that status that they want to promote. I think a classic example of that is just recently this film that Spielberg, I think it was Spielberg that made on the Red Tails. Anytime we do something that really, really highlights our perspective, truly from a Black perspective, they tend to downplay it, make it difficult for us to get funding and what have you. What is your opinion about that?
That's a very good point you bring up, brother. And when I say blaming the industry, I'm not saying that they don't play their part in making these things difficult for us to manifest. What I'm saying is that if we supported each other to the degree that we should, we would be able to generate our own funding. But because we don't support each other, we can't fund our own projects. A lot of independent artists and directors who have projects in tow, projects they're ready to go, but they don't have the funding, and it's hard to get the funding from our own people because Hollywood isn't going to take, so, okay, you know what, this is going to be good for them. They're not going to make that moral decision to say, okay, we're going to do this because this can really change a lot of people's lives. They're not going to make the conscious decision or the moral decision. They're going to make the financial decision and saying, this isn't what's been selling, and we're not going to take the risk. So for them, it's all business. We have to get together and support our own. And, of course, with that, it's hard to get money from each other. We won't support each other. And we need to support each other in order so that way Hollywood won't have the final say, yes or no. We can do it on our own, and we can actually create our own Hollywood. We don't need Hollywood. They can make it easier for us, but, you know, without their support of our own, then, you know, our hands are tied.
Well, listen, I missed most of the earlier part of the show. I take it you must have given some information on how people can contact you. I do have some resources that could possibly benefit you. you have some contact information or get in touch with you after the show, or do you want me to get in touch with you through Tay?
We're actually going to do that at the end of the show. So we're going to give out all his contact information, any projects that he's working on. We just have a couple last questions to get through, and if there's any more callers, we'll get to them. But if you want to hang on, or if you – I can actually link you both on Facebook if you'd like.
I'd certainly like for you to do that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
I appreciate your call, brother.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate
I'm going to stay on to the call. Let me ask you, how much longer is your show on? Because I got one myself. I got to do it 10.
Mine lasts until 10. So we got 20 minutes left. So I will leave you both on Facebook.
Yeah, because I've got to be off about 10 minutes till to get my own setup. But thanks so much. Give me that information, and we'll follow up and see what we can do, brother.
Right,
I'm going to stay on the call as long as I can, Tate. I'm going to stay on the call as long as I can, Queen, so I can follow up with you, okay?
All right, great.
All right. Peace.
All right. If you have any comments or questions on the current topic, again, the call number is 917-932-8881. If you're already on the line, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. We're going to continue with the rest of the interview and then proceed to give out the contact information for the brother. All right, so how should the industry be utilized for the promotion of, I think we answered that question, actually. I'm going to just go down the list. Threw me off a little bit with taking that question. So are there any things that we didn't address during the whole entire show that you would like to really hit on?
There's one thing I would like to touch on. It hasn't been addressed yet. It might be a show in itself, but I'll make this very brief. And that's, I'm not quick. And in times past, I was quick to say, well, somebody sell out and they're a buffoon and this like this, and they're selling out for our own people and stuff. And I would say things like that. And there's certain people in the industry where I would have bad talk in the past, and I've had a change of heart about that a little, because I wasn't a big fan, even though I thought I liked one of his plays. I wasn't really big of a fan of Tyler Perry, because I think that he put, this is just my personal opinion, I thought he put the product that he put out there was, I think, just for one select people, just for the church-going crowd. And I'm like, as vast as our culture is, why would you? But, you know, that's right. He can put out any type of play he wants to. Who am I to say what he should or shouldn't do with his pen? But and I was like, oh, you strictly, you know, there's so many other people out there that could use a positive message. Why just say, okay, if you don't believe this, then this ain't for you. But, again, that's his choice. And it wasn't until I wrote my play, I said, I can sit here playing about Tyler Perry if I want to play it done a certain way, do it myself. Wrote my own play, and it wasn't until I actually put the play together, and I started out the way he did, you know, not much funding, da-da-da, you know, getting people together to try to put it together. And once I saw how difficult it was to try to get a play up and off the ground and try to get all black cast to work together for nothing. I rehearsed every day, da 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 da, and you know, but it was, I saw how difficult it was, even though I don't like all of his characters or the way he creates characters. I have a lot more respect for Tyler Perry and what he's accomplished, even though I don't agree with his material or his product. I have a lot more respect for him. And simple barriers like that I could say, whereas times past or years past, I would have probably looked down on this man like, oh, you're a sellout, you're doing another. But now I look at him like, you know what, brother, I might not like his product, but you know what, brother? I got a lot of respect for that man because I've walked a mile in his shoes. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow, this brother's been through a lot, and I got a taste of that, and I got a lot more respect for Tyler Perry. So we can't be so quick to call somebody this or put some people in labels because we don't know what they've been through. But then when you suffer a similar experience to them, then all the little things don't normally tend to matter. So I'm not so quick to do that anymore. Just a little funny story I just wanted to share.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think people don't understand the process that goes into producing even something as simple as a blog talk radio show. It may seem like it's something small, or it's not something that's really that huge or makes that much of a change or a difference, but you have hundreds of people tuning in and listening to the archives and live shows, and you have the potentiality to reach thousands, if not millions, of people if you have the correct promotion advertisement behind you. So, I mean, the thing is to create quality, and I don't think a lot of people fully understand what it takes to create independent projects, to fund independent projects, to make these things something that is going to be sustainable for the long term, because there have been many people who have attempted and tried to create things specifically for our people, but like you said, the support wasn't there. So, you know, it was harder for us to be able to do. You can't do it by yourself. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
We need the community support. We need the artist community support. We need everybody's support to create more things that can actually hold up and become educational entertainment that is culturally aware and that is quality and that actually does something for us beyond just simply entertainment. So it was an awesome show. Again, we're winding down to the last 13 minutes. If you want to call in with your comments or questions, now's the time to do so, 917-932-8881. If we don't get any callers, that's fine. All right, I'm going to wrap it up and just let them know what your contact information is, any shout-outs, if you have any upcoming events, projects, or anything that's going on in the works, and how they can reach out to you.
Sure. Everyone, Hotep, you can reach me on Facebook. You can add me or subscribe, whatever your choice is. I ain't going to turn you down. My name on Facebook is Robert Brother Blaze Murray. Robert Brother Blaze, not brother, Brother Blaze Murray on Facebook. And on Twitter, I can be reached at Brother Blaze. That's at Brother Blaze on Twitter. And on I also have a Facebook page, Memoirs of a Neophyte, which is titled after my first book. Daily inspirational quotes, questions, motivational things that I give on that page. On my personal page, Robert Brother Blaze Murray on Facebook, it tends to be a little more personal, a little more down to earth. And Twitter, I keep people posted on all the different things I'm doing, what's going on. And one of those things, which is I'm in this project of full feature film that's called Reserve Notes. You've heard of it.
Yes, newshop.com. We promote newshop.com. They're one of their sponsors.
Yes, they are. I was wearing one of them shirts in the movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there. I'm in there, Queen. I'm in there.
All right. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's a small world, though. But, you know, this is what networking does. It brings like-minded people together in one way or another. But, oh, beautiful shirts, too. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Get you one of them shirts, because I didn't want to let them go. Them shirts are fire.
Shout out to newshop.com.
newshop.com. Give them play. Love them shirts. I've wore a few of them in the film, and all of them fire. The shirts of the gods, newshop.com. Give them play. Support that, definitely. That's the apparel we're supposed to be wearing. The film Reserve Notes, you can like the movie Reserve Notes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the website is up quite yet. But
it will be
up
soon.
Yes, it will be up soon. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. So like us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay posted with us, you know, can move with us as we move, because you are going to love this film. I believe when you like us on Facebook, you can see the some of the cast interviews, which mine was just posted earlier today, in fact. You know, I'm not much to look at, but I sound like something. So check out my interview. I'm sure you'll enjoy the interview. And I know you're going to love the movie because there's a little bit of everything. Whatever you're into, it's in this movie. It's a love story. It's a drama. It's action. It's mystery. It's everything. Everything you look for in a movie, it's in here. And it's not too spiritual, and it's not too earthly. It's that nice mix. It's like life. You know, it's that blend. It's a blend of life in there. Complete cycle. Complete cipher for you. I love doing this movie. I love working with the actors, the director, Mr. Dennerin. He's a mad scientist, people. Support Dennerin Films. Like Dennerin Films on Facebook. You can on YouTube. Subscribe to Dennerin Films. The man is a mad scientist. This man has this movie. I am very reserved notes. I am very proud of, and I'm just telling you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There is more to come. I'm telling you, I don't want to expose too much. I don't want to put people's business out there if they don't want it out there yet. And I haven't been cleared as to how much I can say, so I'm not going to go there. But follow Dennerin Films. Trust me, I'm not letting him do projects unless I'm a part of him. That's how good this guy is. That's how his vision is. This is the things I was talking about, the type of movies we should be making, things like that. Dennerin Films is doing it. And that's why I am on board with them. They say we need you in Atlanta on Monday. I'm in Atlanta on Sunday. If they say we need you in L.A. on Friday, I will be there because their vision and what they're trying to do and the type of work they're trying to produce is the type of work that we need to be putting out there. So this is what, when I say, you know, we need to support our own, Dennerin Films is one of the many independent films that we need to be supporting because this is the type of work, this is the type of stuff we want our children watching, this is the type of stuff we actually really want to see.
Yep.
Not every story is a good story, not every story is a happy ending, not every story is all bubbles and love, but it's brought about in a way from our perspective, it's the way we can relate to it and the way we can learn from it. Way we can benefit from it. So support Dennerin Films on Facebook, on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, the brother has on there, a lot of his works. You're going to love the quality of this work, I tell you. Support Reserve Notes. Follow me on Twitter, at Brother Blaze. I would like some more Twitter followers. You know, I mean, I'm not feeling very popular right now, so I would appreciate it if you followed me on Twitter. And as far as that's what's going on immediately, for those who are in New York or local to the New York area, next month on the 22nd, I am going to be doing a comedy show at the New York Comedy Club on November 22nd. You can get more information from me from Twitter or Facebook, and I'll let you know the exact time, and I believe it's like a 2-drink minimum. You know, just make sure you laugh on my jokes. That's all I ask for. But other than that, that's Reserve Notes. That's what's going on right now, and that's a movie that you want to see.
All right, definitely. All right. We're going to close out the show for right now, but if you listened in and you heard Brother Yonah L., definitely go over to blogtalkradio.com/burnthemic. I'm going to go over there myself and listen to the show that he has prepared over there. I will be one of the special featured guests this week, so that's going to be pretty awesome. All right, tune in next week. We're going to have another great show lined up for you. And peace and blessings as always. I'm going to take it out with some Guru Lifesaver. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Is this really the end, or is it a new beginning, a new reality? So many misconceptions, so many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction, for I am the lifesaver. So many misconceptions, so many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction, for I am the lifesaver. Scooby-Doo-Wee, like a jazz player, I improvise wisely, free with the style, I flow like the Nile, but remember, don't mistake the smile,
Deep-rooted is my rhyming, like ancient African grill. Precise is my timing, but let me get to the essence of what I'm saying here. Too many blood-red streets with bodies laying there. The systematic fanatics are at it again, trying to kill me and all of us, my friends. But don't bend to the mental strain. Against all odds, we must strive for essential gains. Be true to the life the Lord gave you. And that's a message from the Lifesaver. The Lifesaver. So many misconceptions. So many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction. For I am the Lifesaver. So many misconceptions. So many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction. For I am the Lifesaver. I'm the Lifesaver. It takes a more intelligent man to squash a fight than to set one off. Knowledge, I'll let some off, cause nowadays everybody's a killer. And as for me, no other MC is iller. But still a thorn scrapes my heart when I see another life that's been torn apart over nonsense. No law, no order. It's evidence that the money only takes precedence. Cause everybody wants power, while the innocent are born or die during every hour. I scour as I look upon evil, but I muster the strength to spark awareness in my people. And we will learn to respect our neighbors. Another message from the Lifesaver. The Lifesaver. So many misconceptions. So many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction. For I am the Lifesaver. So many misconceptions, so many evil deceptions. I've come to give direction, for I am the Lifesaver. People talk about the Armageddon, and nowadays everyone you know is packing lead, son. Each day's another test. Ayo, I better do my best, cause a lot's riding on my chest. So when I lead you to the water, you best know how to swim across so you can reach the border. It's international, the message and the flavor. So here's some more important words from the Lifesaver.
C'est bon.
The Lifesaver.
Tous mes pas, écoute bien. Écoute bien, écoute bien.
The Lifesaver.
Garçon, fâché, grandissant dans la violence et la piste, le mot piste, c'est pour ceux qui périssent chaque jour, aux alentours, dans le monde et ses tours, en prison ou retour en arrière, dans les fours, et les condés font leur ronde, les villes grondent, la terre rechauffe, les sommets de montagne fondent, tombe dans sa patte, plaque, sa casse, tel est mon uniforme dans une guerre entre races, on me regarde, me met en garde, à vue, certains cafards, d'autres bavardes, et tu, dédicace à tout quartier, toute cité, aux pas de chance à ceux qui sont tombés, mais pas pour la France, pays trop bidon, vivement Armageddon, j'ai raison, priant Jéhovah pour mon pardon, car si un flic me juge, je le droit, je le droit, pour son bon doigt dans son œil et le fond de son cerveau, je gratte, par
so many misconceptions, so many evil deceptions, I've come to give direction, for I am the Lifesaver.